We stood there, Eddie and George, side by side, panting. Shirley and I were across from them, on the other side of that thing. And Mr. D was behind us, panting and whining. Shirley dropped the post hole digger, and when it hit the concrete, I saw a plug of the dead thing's yellow flesh caught in it like a piece of diseased dirt. Her face was bone white, except for two wild, bright patches of red in her cheeks, and another blooming on a throat like a birthmark. "Huddy," she whispered.
"What?"
I asked. I could hardly talk, my throat was that dry.
"Huddy."
"What, goddammit?"
"It could think," she whispered. Her eyes were big and horrified, swimming with tears. "We killed a thinking being. That's murder."
"Bullshit's what that is," George said. "Even if it's not, what damn good does it do to go on about it?"
Whining, but not in the same urgent way as before, Mr. Dillon pushed in between me and Shirley. There were big bald patches in the fur on his neck and back and chest, as if he had the mange. The tip of one ear seemed to be singed clean off. He stretched out his neck and sniffed the corpse of the thing lying beside the roll-up door.
"Grab him out of there," George said. "Nah, he's all right," I said.
As Dee scented at the limp and now unmoving tangle of pink tendrils on the thing's head, he whined again.
Then he lifted his leg and pissed on the severed piece of trunk or horn or whatever it was. With that done, he backed away, still whining.
I could hear a faint hiss. The smell of cabbage was getting stronger, and the yellow color was fading from the creature's flesh. It was turning white. Tiny, almost invisible ribbons of steam were starting to drift up. That's where the worst of the stench was, in that rising vapor. The thing had started to decompose, like the rest of the stuff that had come through.